Home Study Lesson, Revelation 12 through 22, or Unit 32. Preparation material for the Home Study Teacher. Summary of Daily Home Study Lessons. The following summary of the events, doctrines, and principles students learned as they studied Revelation 12 through 22, or Unit 32, is not intended to be taught as part of your lesson. The lesson you teach concentrates on only a few of these doctrines and principles. Follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit as you consider the needs of your students. Day 1. Revelation 12 and 13. As students studied John's vision of the dragon and the woman with child, they learned that Satan, represented by the dragon, seeks to destroy the church and kingdom of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. This war began in the pre-earth life. Students learned that we can overcome Satan's influences through the Savior's atonement, and by remaining true to our testimonies of the gospel. Day 2. Revelation 14 through 16. From John's vision of seeing an angel return to the earth in the latter days, students learned that one reason God restored the gospel of Christ was to prepare the earth's inhabitants for the second coming of Jesus Christ. They also learned the following: if we live righteously, then we will be blessed for our works and rest from our labors after we die. If we are watchful and spiritually ready, then we will be prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Day 3. Revelation chapters 17 through 19. Students learn that in the last days, Jesus Christ will overcome the wickedness of the world. They also learn that separating ourselves from the wickedness of the world can help us avoid sin and the judgments that will come upon the wicked in the last days. As students compared marriage to the second coming, they learned that if we are clean and righteous, then we will be ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Day 4. Revelation 20 through 22. From the concluding chapters of John's vision, students learned the following truths: God will judge us out of the books that have been written according to our works. God will dwell with and comfort His people, and they will no longer experience death, sorrow, or pain. If we keep the Lord's commandments, then we can receive all the blessings of the atonement of Jesus Christ and enter the celestial kingdom. Introduction. The Apostle John saw in vision the events that will occur immediately before and during Jesus Christ's millennial reign. He also witnessed the final battle between Satan and the forces of God at the end of the millennium, and saw the final judgment, during which God will judge everyone out of the books that have been written. Suggestions for teaching. Revelation chapter 20 verses 1 through 6. John sees in vision what will happen immediately before and during Jesus Christ's millennial reign. Ask students to think of a contest or competition, such as an artistic or athletic event, that they participated in even though they believed they would lose. Then ask them to think of a time they participated in a contest or competition they believed they would win. How might your expectations about the outcome of a contest or competition change the way that you perform in it? Why might people give up when they think they are going to lose? When is a time that you thought you were going to lose and actually won? Explain to students that as they study Revelation 20, they will learn more about the battle between good and evil and the final outcome of the battle. Invite them to look for truths as they study Revelation 20 that can motivate them to stay faithful to the Savior during this battle. Invite a student to read Revelation 21 through 3 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what will happen to Satan during the millennium. What will happen to Satan during the millennium? According to verse 3, what will Satan be unable to do because he is bound? Invite a student to read Revelation 24 through 6 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for whom John saw being judged. According to verse 4, whom did John see being judged? What reward did these people receive because of their faithfulness? What will they have part in during the millennium? The first resurrection. What principle can we learn from Revelation 24 through 6 about the blessings we can receive if we are faithful to Jesus Christ. Students may use different words, but should identify a principle similar to the following. If we are faithful to Jesus Christ, we will have part in the first resurrection and reign with Christ during the millennium. Explain that the first resurrection began with the resurrection of Jesus Christ and included the righteous who died before Christ's resurrection. The majority of the righteous who died after the resurrection of Christ will be resurrected in connection with the second coming of Jesus Christ. Those who will come forth in the first resurrection include, quote, all the prophets and all those who have believed in their words, end quote, from Mosiah 15:22. Those who have died in ignorance without having had salvation declared unto them, and little children who have died before becoming accountable. The wicked and unrepentant will not be resurrected until the second resurrection, which will occur at the end of the millennium. How can knowing that you can have part in the first resurrection and reign with Jesus Christ during the millennium help you to be faithful now in the battle against evil? Testify that those who remain faithful will be a part of the first resurrection and reign with the Savior during the millennium. Revelation chapter 20, verses 7 through 11. John sees the final battle between Satan and the forces of God at the end of the millennium. Write the following incomplete statement on the board. At the end of the millennium, blank. Invite a student to read Revelation 20, 7 through 10 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for events John described that will occur at the end of the millennium. Invite a few students to come to the board and write what they have found. Then ask the following questions. What events did John describe? Explain that the names Gog and Magog in verse 8 refer to the forces Satan will use at the end of the millennium to battle one last time against the Lord's people. See also Doctrine and Covenants 88, 110 through 114. After this battle, what will happen to the devil and his followers? After students respond, complete the statement on the board so that it reads as follows. At the end of the millennium, the forces of God will defeat Satan and his followers. Why is it important that we understand the final outcome of the battle between God and Satan? Revelation chapter 20, verses 12 through 15. John sees the final judgment. Explain that as part of Heavenly Father's plan of salvation, every person who has lived on the earth will stand before God to be judged. Ask students to imagine what they think the final judgment will be like. What do you hope to think and feel when you stand before God to be judged? Invite a student to read Revelation 20, 12, and 13 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how we will be judged by God. What truth can we learn from verse 12 about how we will be judged? Students may use different words, but should identify the following truth. God will judge us out of the books that have been written according to our works. What books did John see? The Scriptures, church records that record the saving ordinances and perhaps other actions, and the Book of Life. What else have you learned about the final judgment? Note, in Unit 32, Day 4, Assignment 3, students found additional scriptures that taught about the final judgment. Point out that the Lord revealed to the prophet Joseph Smith that in addition to our works, we will be judged according to the desires of our hearts. How does knowing that we will be judged according to the desires of our hearts influence what you want to do? Testify of this doctrine and how it influences your choices. Invite a student to read Revelation 22:14 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and remember the principle they learned from this verse in their study at home. What principle did you learn from this verse? If we keep the Lord's commandments, then we can receive all the blessings of the atonement of Jesus Christ and enter the celestial kingdom. Write this principle on the board. Why is this a fitting truth with which to end our study of the New Testament? Consider inviting students to share some of the truths that have influenced them during their study of the New Testament this year. invite any who desire to share their testimonies of these truths and of the divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ. Encourage students to continue studying the Scriptures daily. If they will be taking seminary next year, or if they are preparing for a mission, invite them to begin reading the Book of Mormon today.